FM.
Let's have a look. Yeah. Let's revisit and see who was the class clown this week. It's what a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, what a week. How fitting that we had our huge mum fail breakfast this week and the rest of the week featured questionable parenting choices. Kicking us off, these legendary friends of Limo.
Some friends of mine decided to go for a European holiday.
You know what? Let's fly business class.
Okay. Why don't we put the three kids in economy and hire a nanny to fly with them in economy? The nanny appears in business class and they go, oh, hello, what's...
Shoo.
I don't think shoo is the way that I would say go away in this situation, but the sentiment still stands. Now, Mother's Day was Sunday and, do we know any mothers? None really come to mind.
I have high expectations for Mother's Day and the doorbell rings on a Sunday morning. It's a courier delivering online shopping to the 19-year-old. So while I go to open my present, she's completely ignoring me and I'm starting to get a bit grumpy because it's supposed to be about me.
Absolutely.
And that's the rule 365 days of the year.
So they should know by now.
Ah, don't worry, Beck. Just chalk it up to teen angst or something. What about your other daughters? They're kicking goals, right?
Right.
It was nap plan yesterday. I hope everybody went well and I hope you didn't stress too much, kids. I am a little concerned about Frankie, though. I said to her, when's your numeracy test?
Oh.
And she said, I don't know, but maths was next week.
did you just make that up?
100% that's what she said.
God. Okay, that is adorable, but what about kids that aren't as cute? Like this gigantic child and his mother as his partner in crime.
Lucy Costello, good morning.
It was a Saturday afternoon. Andrew told me that he'd forgotten his homework.
So you left your homework in the classroom?
Yeah.
My mum fail was to take both boys to his school building. We checked the door for easy entry, but it was locked. I tried a couple of windows and we were in luck with one that was left open. I helped Andrew in and told him to hurry and be very, very quick.
Bear in mind that my father at the time was a police officer, so...
That is my punchline, Andrew.
Now, Cozzy, that was just rude, stealing your mum's punchline. Lucy must be pissed. Speaking of pissed...
Now, this is based on a TikTok post. This person filmed all these people sitting at a swim-up pool bar.
Do not hang out in the pool where the swim-up bar is. There was literally intoxicated guests admitting that they were peeing in the pool here.
No, they don't. If you're sitting down at a pool bar and someone's right next to you, you'd see the yellow seeping into the water.
Here's a pro tip. Don't have a barocca before you have a wee in the pool. Yeah. Vic, what about the ocean? Have you ever peed in the ocean?
Yeah, all the time in the ocean. I mean, not all the time.
That's the only place I go.
I'm sorry. I just don't think that two segments about Beck falling apart is enough. Can we add like another two or three to the show, please? Oh, we can't. But we can make fun of Beck some more. Deal.
I thought you guys would notice it straight away, but turns out I had to raise it myself. I had my eyebrows tattooed.
And if you're going to raise anything, it may as well be your
eyebrows.
You were saying it fades.
Yeah.
You would hope so, wouldn't you? I guess. He's just walking around town looking so shocked.
Man, we're going to have to request that you put the eyebrows down.
See you next week, guys. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.